Welcome back to the Practically Spiritual Podcast. This is Jessica Palmer of Jessica Palmer Official. And my mission is to create collective change through conversation and remarkable transformational experiences. And this is my thought of the week. So today I want to talk about the difference between competence and performance. So I truly believe that if you can understand the difference between these two things, that you can create anything and do anything that you want. Now, how I came across this information was when I was studying a Bachelor of Arts in Languages and Applied Linguistics. And this is one of the first things that I learned was really the difference between competence and performance. So we can learn knowledge, skills, we can learn things, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we can do it. Now, I majored in learning foreign languages, so I was learning Italian, and it's very different. You can read, you can write, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you can speak. Two totally different things. Now, how does this apply to the coaching industry? Well, how many people do you know, and be honest with yourself, are you one of these people? I am also an avid learner, but how many people do you know that are constantly learning, but there's no implementation? So the question is, what is the gap? What is the gap between competence versus performance? So competence is when we know, when we have the knowledge. Performance is when we can implement it and we can do it and we've embodied it. We've integrated the knowledge, but we are now the embodiment of that knowledge. So we have that self-belief and it feels so natural for us to actually perform in it and to share it and to teach others. It's the gap between competence and performance. That's where magic lies. So I'm currently running a mastermind. I've got 10 people in my Launch It Mastermind creating coaching programs. One of my genius zones, guys. And it's absolutely incredible to see everyone creating and stepping out of their comfort zones and digging deep. But what I acknowledge and what I want to share with you guys is this commonality which I see with my one-on-one clients, my private clients, and also the people in my mastermind when it comes to competence versus performance. So the gap is the self-belief. Gap is your mindset. Without the self-belief, you can have the knowledge, but if you don't believe it, if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to push through to that next stage of performance where you're actually sharing it and you're doing the thing. So it's all well and good to go and learn all the things, but without that true self-belief where you've fully embodied, deeply embodied, like embodied your confidence, embodied, you know, that you are an expert. And this is something that has, you know, comes up is, am I, do I know enough? Do I know enough? Now, often we only help people, and this is my belief that you should only help people to the capacity at which you have helped yourself. So for example, if I was to say, hey, come and be coached by me and build a seven-figure coaching business. Now, I do not have a seven-figure coaching business, so I'll be completely full of shit. So we can only teach people things that we know, but also without that full conviction and that belief in the knowledge and belief in ourselves, we cannot break through from moving from competence to performance. And we must move to this place of performance so that we can actually go out and share the thing. So my question to you is, what expectations do you need to drop and what definitions do you now need to create for being successful, for being an expert, for being happy, healthy, whatever that is for you, being creative? redefine what it means to be those things. And it's that self-belief, cultivating this deep self-belief, that is the place in which you can finally step out into this state of performance. And how it feels when you move from a state of competence to a state of performance is, it feels organic. It feels natural. It feels also invigorating. It just is. You are that information. It's easy to recall that information because you've embodied it. And this is something that comes from practice. And I personally find that being in community with others is really helpful. Taking the time for self-inquiry, really helpful. Journaling, sitting in meditation, sitting in rituals. Like, there's so many different things that you can do, and not everything is for everyone, but there's something out there that is going to help you close the gap between this space of competence versus performance. I hope you found this episode really helpful, guys. I would love for you to comment on Instagram. If you don't follow us already, head to practically_spiritual. Please make sure that you are subscribed either on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. And if you have any suggestions or also any questions, so if there's anything that you want me to specifically speak on in the next or upcoming Thoughts of the Week, please let me know. I'm always open to suggestion, and I'm really here to just offer value. So let me know how you found this episode, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you for listening to another episode of Practically Spiritual, the podcast. Be sure to make sure you are following this podcast on Instagram at practically_spiritual. And if you would like to follow me and also sound off, tell me what you thought of this episode. If you have any questions for the guests that we had or any comments or requests, let me know. I love connecting with you guys. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all the places, using the handle at Jessica Palmer Official. Keep striving, keep thriving, and I'll catch you on the next episode.